A few miles west of Amarillo, along Interstate 40 in the Panhandle, the landscape is as flat as a becalmed ocean. The broad horizon is broken only occasionally by a ranch structure, an oil derrick, a tree, and an array of 10 tail-finned Cadillacs buried nose down in a field. It's the Cadillac Ranch. Stanley Marsh III, the millionaire arch patron who commissioned the sculpture in 1974, says it's the most famous roadside attraction in America, or at least in South Potter County. The avant-garde sculpture was created by Ant Farm, a group of experimental artists. It included Chip Lord, Doug Michaels, and Hudson B. Marquez. They saw the work as an ironic chronicle of car culture, the rise and fall of the tail fin. The cars face west on the path of historic Route 66, the Manifest Destiny Highway that heads west, young man. For Stanley Marsh, the sculpture carries a more basic meaning, a rebellious teenage fantasy.
And you have that at the most impressionable part of your life, and it represents money, sex, and freedom. And why else would the cars be so important?
As Amarillo grew and began to obscure the horizon, Marsh did what the sculpture would suggest. He headed west to an open field and replanted the cars. Over the years, the cars aged, the stories changed, and the meaning of Cadillac Ranch multiplied. Visitors find their own interpretations. Big engines, lusty back seats, profound social commentary, or just a simple love of cars. Occasionally, Marsh sets out cans of spray paint. Graffiti is welcome, and countless people have shared in the sculpture's evolving authorship. Indeed, Cadillac Ranch has become its own folklore and an American symbol of the freedom of the road.